Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Marcus Aurelius's Meditations for Modern Life with me, Adam Bates, and today I am going to be dissecting from Book 4, Passage 6. Incidentally, this one does kind of just sort of reiterate what we're talking about in the previous episode. So I think in hindsight, I probably should have done both of these passages, short passages together, but I will go over and sort of reiterate some points and perhaps give you something new as I do so as well. First thing, before I read the passage, is that in the context of it following on as well, where Marcus starts the passage where he says, with such people, he is referring to all of us, like humans, intelligent beings, which he mentions in the previous passage. Anyway, let's get on with it. This is Book 4, Passage 6. With such people, such an outcome is both natural and inevitable. If you wish it otherwise, you're hoping that figs will no longer produce their rennets. In any case, remember that in a short, very brief time, both you and he will be dead, and shortly after, not even your names will be left. So again, we're touching on that shortness of life. And I know I said in one of the previous episodes as well, just imagine how you would live your life differently if you were to know the same amount of days that you have remaining in life as you do for the amount of life that you have lived. We all know how long a birthday, then we can quickly work out how many days exactly we've been alive for. Imagine if we could count down years and days to when we die. You may think that sounds depressing, but whatever that number is, in the context of how long humans have been around, it's a really, really brief period. You know, whether you consider yourself young, old, middle-aged, we don't have a lot of time left. That time is limited. Death will come to us all. And if you're hoping for otherwise, then you are hoping for something that's impossible, as Marcus says, relating to the figs. If you could count down the amount of days that you've got left, how differently would you live your life? And one of the other things to sort of reiterate or expand on from that is where Marcus has mentioned both you and he will soon be dead. I'm not saying this is exactly what his thoughts were at that moment. I think he's just referring to humans in general. He's contemplating death himself. If you've got like resentment to somebody, or if you feel someone's wronged you, or you deep down inside know that you may have done wrong. And when I say that, it could be like a member of family has done wrong to you, but you are harboring resentment for that. Now, you may, if that is the case, have reacted in ways that you would not do under normal circumstances. And you know, it's natural as a human being to turn around and say, but hey, it's their fault. You know, they did this, so it's a normal reaction, right? Well, if you both died tomorrow, one of you died tomorrow, or if they die tomorrow, would you still be thinking about that resentment? Would you still be feeling the same way? Or would you be feeling sad, disappointed that their life ended with things on the footing that they were between you two? Now, if you go back to what I said in your reaction, maybe being provoked by something that someone may have said, and I say family, it could be friends as well, people close to you who've like had a little falling out with or dispute, you that gives a great opportunity to show your thought of reason, an objective thought, because it gives a great opportunity for you to show virtue in your own character. And that is to not be affected by the external things, and therefore to not actually treat that person any different that person who's wronged you, if they're family, if they're your kin. Perhaps I consider those reactions, maybe say, you know what? I wish you could think about what you did. I don't think it was right, etc. But I can't control that. I can't control my reactions. And for my reaction, I just wanted to say I'm sorry. You know? Or sometimes, maybe you don't actually want to repair things or anything. But just a message, a note to say, look, despite everything, I just want you to know I'm grateful for the friendship or for the time that we've had together. And I just want you to know that I love you no matter what. It's not necessarily that you're doing it for them. You're doing it for you. Because ultimately, if you show that sort of character yourself, you're going to feel a hell of a lot better having dropped that resentment because you know that your reactions have been just and virtuous. And if anything, that other person is then going to sit there and think, maybe I have wronged this, you know, what a great person to come back and say that to me. Maybe it helps them drop their resentment as well. Maybe it helps them assess their own character. So the fact is, no matter who has wronged you or what they've done, your reaction's down to you. Sometimes we do react on animal instinct. We are only human. But we can apologize for our actions. Doesn't mean that you're taking responsibility for, you know, whatever they said and done or did that provoked the conflict in the first place. It's just taking responsibility for your character, your virtuous being, and so that you and your soul can live at peace without resentment, without guilt, and without harbouring bad thoughts of someone. Set yourself free. Let yourself flourish. And be grateful for that encounter as well. Because in a way, that falling out, that encounter is going to have served you. Going to have served your character somehow. And maybe part of that is listening to this and analysing yourself. And just seeing if there is anything that you can do that will make you drop resentment, feel gratitude, and feel love for yourself, your own character, and virtue. Guys, thank you very much for listening. I know this episode's been quite short, but hopefully it's still brought some useful stuff for you. And if you do believe so, please, please leave me a rating and review on whatever podcast player. Obviously, if you're listening on Apple, please give a review, because that is ultimately what helps get this in front of more people. As well as dropping me a message on social media. It's As Fitness on Instagram, where most of you tended to reach out. Do love to hear how it's positively impacting your lives and any feedback at all, you know, because I want to improve as well. So guys, thank you very much, and I'll see you next time.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.